This poem that God has placed on my heart to do this morning is something that I think that we could all put ourselves in the place of someone and imagine how we would stand there in comparison to someone that's perfect. So I ask you to think about the thief on the cross who was next to Jesus, who was perfect. And that's the name of this piece. It's called "So I Heard That You're Perfect." So I heard that you're perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm a lowly thief. Please don't gawk in unbelief. My actions have been the very definition of sin. I'm not perfect. But I heard that you're perfect. I know you may think my situation to be an object of degradation, and I'm not worthy to be so close. Please don't take this confession as a mere boast, for there is no pride in what I have done, and they have seen fit that my death be a shameful one. I'm not perfect, but I heard that you're perfect. I'm not perfect. I have been given a due sentence that fit my crime, but you, sir, have done nothing of the kind. Many only know me as a crook, a rogue, and even a bandit, but I have done so much more, yet this time I was caught red-handed. And one could ask, how does someone like you end up in this place? We led such terribly different lives, and yes, we ran such a terribly different race. Yet I guess it's true that it does not matter much where you begin, but it's the final moment that counts. Yes, indeed, it's where you end. I stare at you astonished. Broken body so demolished. Because I heard that you were perfect. Extended here next to me, someone very less than perfect. People say you are the sight that never goes blind. Even in my sin, word traveled afar that you were miraculously divine. They say that you have changed the lives of whores and opened unseen dead bolted doors. Can you see the door in me? Even with my hands nailed with pain, I can still think clearly. I know you have been jeered and sneered, and so-called rulers have labeled you weird, but I, next to you here, can feel that you are one to be revered. Somehow my pain is not so strong. I know it sounds strange, but I think you have been with me all along. See, I heard that you were perfect, but I'm not perfect. I have been held captive of my sin. I swore I'd never lose, but in reality, without you, I could never win. It's just me here. I have no song or dance, but I believe that you are the Son of God. Can you please give me a chance? Jesus, just remember, when you enter into your kingdom, can you please remember me? I'm so imperfect, but I have been a prisoner of sin so long. Oh, how I yearn to be free. They have mocked you, judged you, and indeed beat you down. I do believe you have the power to be set free, yet you utter not one sound. No doubt in my mind that the Son of God in the form of man has now walked on this earth. And your spirit cries to me, even when I don't know it, you unequivocally know my worth. I recall every path I have taken, and you are the missing link to my life. You are the key to the lock that has had me chained in strife. I know your pain is real because the sting of betrayal cuts worse than a knife. Please, I am no good. I deserve this death, and for my deeds, I am paying the price. And then you said to me, assuredly, I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise. I know you are not perfect, but I am the redeemer of your sin. The world has called you a loser, but when you accept me, you eternally win. Yes, I am perfect, and they know not what they do, and so they crucify me. But as for you, believe that I love you, and because of me, your chains are broken eternally. For the bonds that held you before is unbound through my righteousness. Yes, we are nailed hand and foot, but today you have passed the test. You will see the Father through me, the only begotten Son, because through your persecution, your faith has failed to come undone. So I heard you were perfect. Thank you.